today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. Salam to all of you in the holy month of Ramadan and especially in an special night. The night of Qadr or Laylatul Qadr. Rabbana ya Rabbana, 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 Rabbana ya Rabbana. Today, Sunday, is the 18th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In the night of Qadr, we listen to chapter Al-Qadr from the Holy Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree.
Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr.
And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
How is the night of Qadr better than 1,000 months? Apparently, this night as being better than 1,000 months is for the value of worshipping and keeping vigil on that night. The narrations on the virtue of the night of Qadr and the virtue of worship on it are abundantly mentioned in the books of both major groups of Muslims, the Shiites and the Sunnites. They certify this meaning. Furthermore, the descent of the Quran on this night and the descent of the divine blessings and grace caused the night to be better than 1,000 months. So, what is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr, or the Night of Qadr, is the holiest night of the year for Muslims. Islamic scholars differ on the exact meaning of Laylatul Qadr, as the word can be interpreted in different ways. Some scholars believe that Qadr means destiny or decree, as it is the night in which every person's destiny was determined. Laylatul Qadr is also sometimes known as the night of power, as some scholars believe it mirrors the greatness and the importance of the initial night on which the Quran was revealed. and that any acts of worship performed on this night carries greater reward than on any other day. Some interpretations also state that Laylatul Qadr also translates to the night of constriction, because the angels descend to the earth and carry the praise of worshippers to God.
Dear and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Laylatul Qadr, the night of the measure, or the night of the destiny, is the night of the revelation of the Qur'an and the predestination of the coming year for everyone. In the Qur'an and Hadith, the night of Qadr is said to be more valuable than 1,000 months. It is the most virtuous night of the year and the night of divine mercy and forgiveness of sins. When angels descend on the earth, according to some Shia hadith, the angels present people's predestination for the coming year to the Imam of the time. The exact date of Laylatul Qadr is unknown. However, according to many traditions and hadith, it is in the month of Ramadan. The Shia believe that it is whether the eve of the 19th or 21st or 23rd of the holy month of Ramadan. The majority of Shia scholars emphasize on the eve of 23rd, and the majority of Ahlus Sunnah Muslims mark 27th of the month of Ramadan as Laylatul Qadr. On these nights, these followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt follow their imams in staying awake the whole night, reciting the Qur'an, praying and performing other rituals. The anniversary of Imam Ali's martyrdom at Ramadan 21st has increased the importance of these days among Shias. The month of Ramadan has been singled out for special worship or ibadah and exclusive favors. We all know that it is a month unlike other months. One reason for this, as defined by the Holy Quran, is because the Holy Quran was revealed in this month. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, the month of Ramadan, that in which the Quran was sent down, a guidance for mankind, and clear signs of guidance and distinction. In fact, according to a hadith of the sixth Imam, alayhi salam, the other holy books were also revealed in this month.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special on the night of Qadr, the revelation of the Quran. At this night, the biggest virtue associated with Laylatul Qadr is that on this night, Allah the Almighty bestowed the Quran upon humankind as a gift and as a source of guidance. Besides mentioning in the first verse of Surah Al-Qadr, Allah the Almighty says in Surah Ad-Dukhan, "Indeed, we send the Quran down during a blessed night." Chapter Ad-Dukhan, verse 3. The revelation of this scripture came in two stages. It was primarily revealed in its entirety by the angel Gabriel and was then gradually revealed in stages to the Prophet Muhammad throughout 23 years of prophethood. So we should exhibit and manifest our gratitude towards Allah's greatest blessing by appreciating its revelation, internalizing its messages and meaning, and connecting with Him.
Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallah.
now it's better to look at tips for Laylatul Qadr. Take a vacation for the sake of Allah the Almighty. How many of us painstakingly plan for our summer vacation? We take a break from our jobs for anything else we really want to do in this life. Should we not also give equal or greater attention to the details of recognizing and honoring Laylatul Qadr? Should we not be grateful for the opportunity to thank our Creator and seek His forgiveness? If a full-fledged vacation is not possible, perhaps a day or two off work could be arranged in order to make it easier to remain awake at night to perform extra worship.
A night that is equivalent to 1,000 months. 1,000 months is over 83 years, a lifetime, an average lifetime of a person. One night is greater than a lifetime. That is Laylatul Qadr, which falls in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the greatest of all months, and Laylatul Qadr is the greatest of all nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this night in several places in the Quran. In Surah Al-Qadr and Surah Al-Dukhan. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylat Al-Qadr and in Surah Al-Dukhan. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatin Mubaraka. What is so special about Laylat Al-Qadr? What is so significant about this night that is worth more than a lifetime according to the Quran? The answer is the manifestation of God's destiny takes the manifestation of God's mercy takes place on this night. Two features of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take place on this night. In fact, more than two. The first is that the Quran was revealed on Laylatul Qadr. And the Quran is the greatest book of mercy. The Quran is the actual words of God, the actual words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us. So the Quran was revealed on Laylatul Qadr. The mercy of God descends on Laylatul Qadr. And Allah says in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. In Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah says in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatin Mubarakatin. Inna kunna mundhirin. The Quran was revealed in a blessed night. And what made this night a night of blessings, one of the reasons is that the Quran was revealed during this night. Now, of course, the Quran was revealed to the Prophet in two ways, in a gradual way and in an instantaneous way. Inzal, the sudden, and the Tanzil, the gradual revelation. The Tanzil, it took around 23 years from the time Rasulullah was 40 years old until the death of the Prophet. The Quran, verse by verse, surah by surah, was being revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi based on what was going on at the time. However, the Inzal, that would take place every year on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi on Laylatul Qadr.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this special night, please keep us in your dua. Fi amanillah. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Tawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي